Well, good morning, everyone. I'm very, very happy to be here this morning with you and that we can share this time of worship together. And I want to share with you something from the Psalms today. Let me make sure I have it in front of me so that I don't forget what it is that I want to tell you. Here it is.
John, you're muted.
Oh. There we go. All that stuff I said a minute ago, it really didn't matter too much, really. I was just turning on the recorder. Yeah, but it'll be on the website if you want to catch it. So nonetheless, I want to share with you a bit from the Psalm today, the last verse of the Psalm we had, 145 verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great kindness. And there's something in that that can be of great help to us. Especially if you have times or maybe just an ongoing thought that I can't hear when the Lord is speaking to me. And there's, of course, a number of reasons for that. And I want to get at one of them today. And so the first thing I want to do is show you an image. The question is, can I find it? Found it yesterday. Let me see. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay, let's see if I can get that. I may not be able to do this. Oh, well. Well, imagine if you will.
We can see something, John. We have something on the screen.
Oh, really? What's up there?
A picture of Christ with a cross.
I actually did it. This is the mosaic of the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. Huge, very famous mosaic. And when you look at this mosaic, there is something that you probably find yourself reacting to, and that is your image of God. And some people look at it and they say, wow, that's amazing. That's just wonderful. And other people look at it and they'll say, whoa, that's scary. I don't want to get close to that. And it depends upon the internal image that you're carrying around. It really does everything, actually. All that could be going on within you will come out at that image. And it happens a lot with other images, too.
Mm-hmm.
And other things bring that reaction out. So that's what I want to share with you today, how that goes, what that's about. What is it that you're feeling in that reaction? What's coming up within you? And there is an image of God that many of us carry around. And it becomes the lens through which you see the world. And that sometimes is the reason that you feel you're not hearing God when God is speaking to you. And that image becomes the prompter, you might say, of your reactions in some ways. And while we're in a pandemic, as you probably know and have even experienced, our reactions will be influenced by our image of God. And in this way, some people will think, well, God must be punishing us. And he's doing this on purpose to punish us because of the choices that we've made and the way that we've gone as a culture or the world or a nation or whatever it may be. And other people will think, well, is God actually with us through all this? And the wonder about God being distant. Because they'll have an image of God as being at arm's length at best, and sometimes even further away. And the description of God that we looked at in Psalm 145, verse 8, really opens up some things for us to consider. And it's this: the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great kindness. So immediately, I think the question that comes to all of us is this: what is the image of God you carry around with you? Now, by that question, I don't mean the image that you think you're supposed to have, or the image that you may have heard about in reading the Bible or in sermons or whatever it may be, or in that wonderful opening song we had, Holy Spirit, Rain Down. There's images of God in those things, but they're outside of us. What's the image of God that you have internally that becomes the lens through which you see things? That's the image that sort of guides your responsiveness in a lot of ways. Now, I've shared with you before, and I thought I would again today just briefly, that for a long time I had an image of God that came out of my desire to make plans that would work so that things would go well, particularly with the church. And I would make a plan, I would ask God to bless it, and then we'd go along, hopefully, in that plan. And if we departed from it, then my internal response was, well, God's not going to supply for us now because we departed from the plan, even if it was my plan. And the image of God that I had was that God was like Ebenezer Scrooge, wasn't going to give much anyway and just give a little bit as long as we stayed in the way it was supposed to be. There was no flexibility in that. And that image stayed with me even though I had seen absolutely great things from God, incredible things from God, incredible provisions, healing prayers answered, all other kinds of things answered and done, and God bringing us to places we never would have imagined. I still had that image within me that made me see things as with God as a Scrooge, had to pray the exact proper way, had to do things the right way, or it wasn't going to work. You may have seen some absolutely wonderful things from God and still have an image somewhere in your soul that's not a true picture of God, not a picture of God that God has revealed. And so one of the ways to go, which we're doing today, is to compare the image of God that you carry around with the image of God that's in the Bible. Now, in this verse, we see God is described as gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And a lot of people like that, and they're attracted to that, but may not actually have that image of God having taken residence in their own soul, especially if you come up with something like, well, this happened because God is punishing us because we did this wrong before. Things like that. That comes from an image of God which is not a God who is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great kindness. My image of Scrooge certainly did not line up with that image of God we see in the Psalms here. As you go through life, especially in a pandemic, the question is, do you have an image of God in your soul that is gracious? Is that image of God full of compassion and slow to anger and of great kindness? And that's the picture of God that we have from the Bible.
Yeah,
it's the one that God wants to put within our souls. Now, at that point, some people will raise a question, and some of you may be raising that very question right now, which is this: why do we, at other places in the Bible, do we see God being so violent and even seems to be against Israel and others? And those stories are in the Bible, and it is part of who God is. The violence, however, all throughout the scriptures points to the cross. It's God's approach to sin. God will always want to obliterate sin so that it doesn't hold us back in any way. And it doesn't become who we are. And God was on that path until he finally liberates it for good by taking it all on himself on the cross. Now, of course, you and I will sin today, but the consequences of that for us into eternity have been taken care of on the cross. That's the God who is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great kindness. It all goes to the cross, and all the violence of the Old Testament is streaming towards those 3 hours on the cross.
Amen.
It is from the actual kindness of God in the first place that we see a true picture of God. And what helps us to have the image of God revealed to us, displacing the one we have, let me say it again. What helps us is having the image of God revealed in the scriptures displace the one we've gotten from somewhere else. So if, like for example, if you've had a rough, unmerciful authority figure in maybe your parents or teachers or church leaders or any others, you know, some bosses that you've had or whatever it may be, you may have an image of God that filtered through them that is not from the Bible. You may have an image of God who's not gracious or slow to anger or full of compassion or of great kindness. And what will happen is that God will displace that image with a true image. The bad news will be displaced by the good news. So how then do you get a truer image of God to carry around that is the source of our responsiveness to the world around us? And I think the thing to do is to let the image of God sink in with love. And I want to commend to you a practice today that I recommend. And we've shared it before a little bit, and I've shared it with some of you outside of Sunday morning. But I want to underline it today. And that's meditating in a particular way. And you can have other forms of meditation, of course, and other prayer disciplines, and just add this one in from time to time, as often as you like. And it is to take a verse and meditate on it like this. You set aside maybe 5 minutes to start, you know, a short amount of time. And as you breathe in, you say the first half of the verse. As you breathe out, the second half of the verse. Breathe in the first half of the verse again. Breathe out the second half of the verse again. And you repeat that over a period of time, and you could try for 5 minutes. Or however long you would like to, more or less, whatever works for you. And here is an example. It's the verse we're looking at today, Psalm 145, verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great kindness. So as you breathe in, you would say either silently or whisper it, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. And breathing out, slow to anger and of great kindness. Breathing in, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Breathing out, slow to anger and of great kindness. And as you do that, you just are attentive, awake to what comes to your mind and your heart. And what happens is you begin to get a richer, clearer image of God within your own soul.
Yeah.
This verse in particular helps you to gain a new image. Repeating it deepens your love for God. Now other things, of course, deepen your love for God, but this is one way, because what we are, we're creatures who love. We're not just creatures who think or other things. We're creatures who love. And we repeat what we love. We do over and over. We love the Lord. And so on Sundays, we do it over and over and come and pray often the same prayers and use many of the same songs. This is a more concentrated way of doing that. And it deepens your love for God. You are what you love, and you repeat what you love. And this way of repetition helps that love to take over your soul, your body, your emotions, your will, your conscience.
That's right.
All of it. It helps that to grow. And of course, it doesn't happen all at once. So you might go along with this for a while, at 5 minutes, and maybe expand a little bit, a moment or two or three, and just add that into what you do. And as you see what comes to your mind and your heart, you begin to realize that is God communicating with you. And that new image opens up who God really is for you, and the communication is not as jumbled. There's not as much other noise going on, and you're able to receive it. It helps you to see the good news. You know, that false image is really, it's bad news, to give it a shorthand name. And it can be displaced with the good news. The good news always replaces the bad news. So I commend that to you this morning as a way to increase your capacity to hear the voice of God, is allow the Spirit of God to replace an image that may be false with an image that is good, that is true, that is the revelation that God has chosen to give us. I also want to invite you, as you try it, to let me know how it goes for you in a few days or a few weeks or any time. Send me an email or give me a call. I would love to see what happens with you and encourage you along the way with that. Because I think hearing the voice of the Lord, if you will, you know, receiving what God wants to give you, is one of the marks of a follower of Jesus. Mm-hmm. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I call them by name, and they follow me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are always on your mind. And we ask that this morning you would increase our capacity to see you as you are, to hear what you are saying, and to follow after you all the days of our life. Amen.
Amen. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.